Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now when you have the head coach who built this thing up, when you have him out of the equation as the Knicks fire Tom Thibodeau, and there's going to be talking points and rumors swirling. We'll get into who I want to be the next head coach, who needs to be the next head coach, and for the reasons for that. But now you're starting to see reports come out. And yesterday there was one per Hoops Wire, and everybody has since picked it up. That is a sourced report that several Knicks players, multiple Knicks players, have been unhappy with the presence of assistant coach Rick Brunson. Okay, so now why is this a big deal? Because his assistant coach doesn't really matter, but he's Rick Brunson, the father of the superstar player, who, by the way, happens to be a big Tom Thibodeau supporter. So you fire a head coach that your superstar player believed in, so much so that seconds after the Knicks were eliminated, or maybe minutes or whatever it was when he was doing the post-game press conference, minutes after the Knicks were eliminated, the superstar player dismissed a question which was legitimate at the time and even more legitimate a day later as Tibbs did get fired. But he dismissed the question as basically laughable. I don't even want to entertain that idea about if Tibbs is the right guy or not, because that's how much the superstar Jalen Brunson believed in him. Yet the Knicks go out there and fire him anyway. And now, while we all speculated and saw some signs that Rick Brunson's presence could be an issue, now there's a report that says multiple Knicks players have been unhappy with the presence of the assistant coach. So now you run the risk of upsetting your superstar player. And remember, as much as I praise Tibbs and him building the foundation of this Knicks team, without Jalen Brunson, the Knicks would never be close to this level. Tibbs did a nice job with Randall and building it up in that first year. Without Jalen Brunson, the Knicks would not even be in the conversation for a championship caliber team. He is the most integral part of the organization. And now we don't know this. We're going to hear from Brunson, I'm assuming, at some point when he's going to comment on this, whether it's his podcast or whatever it may be. And maybe they could address the rumors about his father as well. But you run the risk of upsetting your superstar. And now maybe even more so because of the fact that maybe his father is becoming a problem to some of the players on the team. And there was reports about some quote-unquote infighting. Now, to what level? I mean, yelling at each other on the bench is no big deal. Hey, you didn't get back. This guy didn't get back. That happens all the time. And we did happen to see the post exclusive with the Knicks partying days after Halliburton mocked them and eliminated them and sent them home. They're all partying together, which to me would show a sign of at least that they kind of like each other. You're not going out with guys after the season is over if they didn't like each other. But there was thought about, well, the chemistry was off. I mean, people are coming up with different things to say why Tom Thibodeau got fired. And usually when there's smoke, there's fire, or fired head coach in the case of Tom Thibodeau. But now, when you start looking at Rick Brunson, to me, the big thing, the trickle-down effect when you get rid of a stable, known commodity, proven head coach in Tom Thibodeau, is that this thing could go off the rails quickly. And if you start questioning the superstar's father and players are not happy with him being there, what's that going to lead to now? Is this going to make Jalen Brunson comfortable by ousting his father, which, by the way, is still possible. We don't know. Who's the new head coach that's going to come in here? And is it guaranteed that the new head coach, we assume that the new head coach would do the smart thing and keep Rick Brunson on the staff. Why? Not because Rick Brunson is some great assistant coach, but because you don't want to upset the superstar. And I feel like the Knicks, in a superstar-driven league, and normally my core principles are always, hey, the organization should be running things. You don't placate anybody. If the Mets want to go sign Juan Soto, why are you asking Francisco Lindor? What does he have to do anything? The Yankees want to go out there and re-sign Juan Soto. You shouldn't ask Aaron Judge. They do. That's what a lot of teams do now. They'll ask the superstar player, hey, what do you think about this? Hey, what do you think about that? And now the Knicks, of all teams, are going to ignore what the star superstar player said, at least publicly. And I believe what he said. I think it was honest. I don't think it was one of those, yeah, you know, we believe in Tibbs. Well, you've seen that before where star players don't want to have any blood on their hands. So they go out there and pretend that they want the head coach to remain. I believe Jalen Brunson loves Tom Thibodeau. And the Knicks fired a coach that he loved. His father is an assistant under, or was an assistant under, Tom Thibodeau. Now what? And now if you start thinking about the idea, and we don't know. We'll find out who the Knicks are going to hire, where they go from here. But if you start talking about players are unhappy with Rick Brunson's presence, it would lead me to think that maybe there's a possibility that a new head coach could come in and move on from Rick Brunson and change that coaching staff, which doesn't that happen? I mean, isn't it a normal thing? Wouldn't you, if you're going to make a decision to fire a head coach, wouldn't you want the new head coach that you bring in to decide who's going to be the assistants without pressure from any players or anybody else in the organization? I would think that that's what you want. That's what the Knicks did here. So does that mean that they're going to move on from Rick Brunson? And if they did, how does that make Jalen Brunson feel? Jalen Brunson is the entire key to this whole thing. Which leads me to only two possible head coaches that would make me feel, I don't want to say better, but make me feel okay about where the Knicks are going that they could hire to replace Tom Thibodeau. Number one is Jeff Van Gundy. Now, I know that I'm biased, that I love Jeff Van Gundy growing up in the 90s watching him coach, but I also think Jeff Van Gundy, and it is realistic, it's not just a pipe dream. The odds may not say that, but Van Gundy has not been ruled out yet, where other guys have been ruled out. Jay Wright, out. Udoka, out. Mike Malone, out. Those are reports that have those guys out. So you're getting down to it here. The Knicks have also said, or at least the reports about the Knicks have said, what the reports are coming from, you know, people in the building, that experience would be a priority. So to me, that would take Brian out. That would be Johnny Brian would be a last resort. I would never, ever, ever in a million years hire him. That will be a disaster. If the Knicks hire Brian, it's a disaster. A mess in waiting. Especially with the idea of Rick Brunson and Jalen Brunson and the chemistry that we'll see how that goes with Brian being here as a former assistant as well. But if they want experience and those other top names are ruled out, Jay Wright, Malone, Udoka, whatever, to me, there's two names. Jeff Van Gundy has the experience. He's shown the adaptability as a broadcaster evolving with the modern game. There are signs to where Van Gundy, it's not just that he's going to coach his way in the 90s and that's it. Jeff Van Gundy can have a modern mind in today's NBA and make it work. Obviously, you know the Knick tie-ins. So there's experience. There's experience in New York, which is valuable and should be valuable. He's likable by the players. He knows what he's doing. He could hold guys accountable, but also be liked by the players.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Those are important things. Van Gundy would be my number one choice. I know it's not realistic, you know, the most realistic scenario, but I still think it is realistic in some ways to say that that would be my top target. The other one, and maybe this is more likely, would be Jason Kidd. And the reason why I think Jason Kidd might even be more likely is because Kidd and Brunson's relationship. Remember, it should be about the superstar player. Not Carl Anthony Towns, not Mikal Bridges, not Josh Hart, or anybody else. Not Landry Shamet. Landry Shamet. It's about the star players. And Jalen Brunson is the star. So if you're going to fire a coach that he backed and he liked, you better be bringing in one that he's going to be on board with. And one that has some experience. And one that has some experience in this market. Which would bring me to Jay Kidd. Not that I think he's the greatest head coach, not that I think he's better than Tibbs, but under the circumstances, there are only two names who should be acceptable for Knicks hires. Jeff Van Gundy and Jason Kidd. Anybody else, you are now running the risk, whether it's inexperience, whether it is lack of familiarity with the superstar. Let's just say that it's Johnny Bryant, who does have familiarity with Jalen Brunson. He comes in, well, what's the staff going to look like? And then if Rick Brunson's here, is there going to be undermining going on? Do the players still like that Brunson's here? To me, that is just a toxic situation in the waiting and can end up being a disaster, which can set the Knicks back. Remember, their window is short here. You've got a 2 to 3 year window max, which is what makes this thing so shocking, the fact that they went away from Tom Thibodeau when they did. Two, and with a singular vision, win an NBA championship. When you're doing that, the margin for growth from where they were under Tibbs to the championship level is not that great. So you better make sure, damn sure, that you fire that bullet and you're going to hire the perfect guy for this group. Because we know that there's not going to be a ton of changes going on within the, I mean, they'll try to bring in some different pieces. Maybe they try to get a landmark player. That was the report out there. Who that's going to be, who knows? Are they going to be able to trade Carl Anthony Towns? I doubt it. And if they were, even more the reason they should have kept Tom Thibodeau. But you could start to see it boiling already. Oh, the infighting. Oh, they're not happy with Rick Brunson being an assistant head coach. And the fact that they would fire a head coach who had the true backing of their superstar player, to me, shows step one of a big, big mistake that could lead the Knicks down a bad path. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Fred's Town Fair Tire reminds you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Ronald is in Inwood. What's up, Ronald?
Yeah, I'm hearing this this talk about the coach. So I have a suggestion from, I want to ask you, what do you think about Steve Nash coaching the New York Knicks?
No, I'm not into it with Steve Nash. I gave you my two guys, Ronald. Those are the only two. I'm not opening it up anymore. I don't want to see Steve Nash, who we've seen fail before. I don't think he's the right guy for this job. Jeff Van Gundy, it's Jeff Van Gundy or bust. I'd be open to Jason Kidd and accept Jason Kidd as a consolation, if not Jeff Van Gundy.
One more.
Yep.
Rick Brunson.
Yeah. See, now here we go, Ronald. Now, why would you hire Rick Brunson when reports are players don't like his presence as an assistant? You think he's going to be the head coach of this team?
I think it's going to blow over. I think it's just some minor things, because I said that because the Cleveland, the Suns hire Jordan, Cleveland Cavaliers assistant.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, because Cleveland was first last year, I guess he knows something we don't, right?
I would think, though, Ronald, and thank you for the call, I would think that there is truth to the reporting that's out there. And that's what we're starting with, the report per HoopsWire talking about multiple Knicks players being unhappy with the presence of Rick Brunson. So you're certainly not going to make Rick the head coach. I think it's more likely Rick Brunson isn't a part of the coaching staff than it is that he's the head coach. He's not going to be the head coach of the Knicks. That would be now catering to the superstar way too much. But, I mean, in a world where all it's about is catering to the star players, it is pretty odd that the Knicks would go away from a head coach that the star player publicly supported and legitimately publicly supported, and now reports coming out about the players not being happy with his father's presence. That's got to be an uncomfortable situation. And we saw it play out a year ago. You could minimize it, but we talked about it with DiVincenzo, and they could say, well, they hashed it out the next day. Both, you know, Rick Brunson didn't like the way that it went down. DiVincenzo, some of the players didn't like the way that they handled it. They got over it. But it did happen. And that, coupled with now reports, coupled with Tibbs being fired, makes me think that something else is going on. Also, the fact that Zerbiak before the postseason said if they don't smoke the Pistons, something's going on there. There's smoke there around the chemistry issues within that locker room. And if it has something to do with not being happy with the superstar's father, it's even more of a problem. Mike is calling from Cedar Grove. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Sal. Big fan of the show.
Thank you.
While not on your list of top two candidates, had an idea I wanted to just throw out to you. Just from a pure relationship aspect, I know he's very tight with Leon Rose and World Wide West, but what are your thoughts on John Calipari coming on board? I know he didn't have a great experience his first time in the NBA, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Obviously, has learned a lot, I think, and has a close relationship with Cat.
Sorry, Mike. Yeah, I love Coach Cal. I do not love Coach Cal for this scenario, and thank you for the call. Remember here what the Knicks did. They fired a guy who won 50 games almost every year, got him to the playoffs, built them out of the abyss after 25 years. Coach Cal is a great head coach, not for the New York Knicks. If I'm going to go that route, I'd rather go Jay Wright, who doesn't want the job. I don't even know if Coach Cal wants a job. He'd probably take it, but that would not be my answer. No chance. The Knicks can't miss. We're talking about championship. Usually, now, these moves usually don't happen, but when they do, clearly, the Knicks said it. You're making this move to win you a championship. So it's got to be somebody who you believe can win you a championship at the NBA level. Where are those guys? Pat Riley isn't walking around there. Phil Jackson in his prime's not walking around. Like, where are these guys? Larry Brown's not out there. And we've already seen the Knicks go down that road before. To me, even though Van Gundy didn't win a championship, he can be a championship head coach. Like, I want to upgrade over what Tom Thibodeau was. And it's very hard to do that because he was terrific with the Knicks. I believe Jeff Van Gundy would be an upgrade. And Jason Kidd at least has the potential. He's got the familiarity. He's got the experience. He's worked with superstars. He's familiar with Jalen Brunson. He's been in New York. There are many checks on the resume to make a good case for Jason Kidd. Again, he would be my second choice, but I don't like any of the other choices. As much as I love Coach Cal, no, I don't like him for the next head coach. Craig is in Morgansville, New Jersey. What's up, Craig?
Yeah, I don't know why you would pick a broadcaster. This guy's got a cushy job. Why would this guy leave?
Who?
Have you known any guys who are Gundy?
He's not a broadcaster anymore, Craig. He's not a broadcaster anymore.
Even so, though, this guy's been sitting in mothballs.
No, he hasn't.
I don't understand.
No, he hasn't. He's back in coaching. He's been in front office. What are you talking about, mothballs? And he's been relevant as a broadcaster. Not last year, though. And what don't you understand about it? Are you familiar with Jeff Van Gundy at all?
Yeah, I remember his time with the Knicks. What about the former Nuggets coach that they let go?
No, it's not happening, and thank you for the call. See, again, you're just saying, well, he won a championship, let's go get him. Instead of thinking about Mike Malone and the failures that he had. If you have a player like Jokic, you should be winning multiple championships. You shouldn't be getting blown out in Game 7 of the postseason when you have a guy like that. He got fired. There's a reason he got fired. He underachieved a lot more than Tom Thibodeau, but everybody says, well, he won a championship. Okay, well, give Tibbs Jokic. You don't think he can win a championship with him? Plus, there were some rumors and stuff that Malone wasn't getting along with the front office. That's the last thing that you want. That could be disastrous. Tim is in Colonia. What's up, Tim?
So, what's going on, brother?
How are you, Tim?
Doing all right. Just the last guy doesn't realize that Van Gundy is currently an assistant coach for the Clippers.
Yeah, I mean, he's been an assistant, and even before that, he's been an advisor. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I get the point about Jay Kidd. You get the familiarity with Brunson, local guy, played for the Nets. Do we think he would want to leave a team that's about to pick up Cooper Flagg, Anthony Davis, Wade Halsey, Kyrie Irving? That could be a pretty lethal trio. I'm not too sure he would want to leave that situation.
But I think it's a fair point, Tim, and thank you for the call. And we don't even know if he would want to leave, if it's possible. Remember, Udoka was the rumor yesterday, and then Houston reporting shut that down. The Rockets aren't even entertaining that idea. He's not going anywhere. So maybe we find out about that today as far as the Mavericks go with Jason Kidd. Maybe he comes out and says he doesn't want to be there. Kidd, to me, though, seems like the type of guy who maybe is not comfortable being in one spot too often. Also, the whole Luka Doncic stuff. Like, I didn't even believe that Kidd didn't know about it. And we'll find out now, because if Jason Kidd really was unhappy with the way that the Luka Doncic stuff went down, now maybe he could have his out and be like, you know what, I want to go to the Knicks and go coach Jalen Brunson, who's a star, who he's familiar with, and it's New York. It's the Knicks. It's not the Nets. Well, maybe that's more appealing to Jason Kidd. And it's not like the Knicks don't have any talent. I mean, the Knicks are in the Eastern Conference Finals. Where were the Mavericks? Yeah, Cooper Flagg, okay, great. Yeah, I mean, that's appealing. I'm not saying it's not, but if he has the option to come to the Knicks, maybe that would be more appealing to him. I don't know. All I could tell you is that would be the only other name outside of Jeff Van Gundy who I would want. Under no circumstance do I want somebody with no prior head coaching experience. Not for this job. But you could already see the drama and problems starting. You already see it. Reports of Rick Brunson's presence is making multiple Knicks players unhappy. It's the beginning of what can lead to a negative, toxic situation, especially if you don't make the perfect hire in this spot. They made their decision on Tibbs. Okay, fair enough. Now you have to get this right immediately, because there's not going to be time for trial and error.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.